Welcome to Bite Size Jazz, a podcast with a taste of new albums and new artists. If you're in a listening rut, you've come to the right place because you can check out a new album in less than 10 minutes with the inside scoop from the artists themselves. You can learn more at BiteSizeJazz.com or by following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. I'm Stephanie Steele. Thanks for listening to Bite Size Jazz.
Well, hi, this is Stacey Griesbach, and I just released my latest album, which is my George Jones songbook, last year, celebrating Country Meets Jazz, the great American songbook of country music reimagined in the style of jazz.
A unique combination that we don't hear very often. It might leave some people wondering, what do jazz and country have in common?
Interestingly, both musics are traditionally American art forms, right? They are quote-unquote born here in the U.S. Both have, you know, obviously origins in the blues.
Stacey noticed after watching a Ken Burns documentary about country music that Wynton Marsalis had as much time in that documentary as some of the major faces of country music.
I think that, you know, when you're looking at these undertones, they're all about creating emotion. Right, they're all about creating an emotional connection with someone to move that person to either do or feel something.
She compared jazz and blues sensation Nina Simone with country star Loretta Lynn. Though they may have sung different styles, they were both advocates for change and revolution.
Having someone sing a song or present a melody, sometimes that might introduce someone to a concept different than just hearing words, you know? It might create a little bit more of an emotional connection.
Though Stacey currently lives in Los Angeles, an obviously busy metropolitan area, she grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, listening to the likes of Patsy Cline, Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty, and George Jones.
That was the songbook of my childhood.
Stacey started her career in LA studying jazz and gigging with tunes from the Great American Songbook. It was a great opportunity to work with her voice and figure out how to work with a band.
But what came to pass is I was, you know, doing these gigs, and it just became a little bit lackluster because I wanted to share something with the audience that was really authentically me.
One day after a yoga class, Stacey went home and randomly chose a vinyl record to put on and start off her day. On this particular Saturday, she chose Patsy Cline's Greatest Hits.
And the minute I put it on, I had this, you know, kind of light bulb moment where it was like, oh my gosh, what about Patsy Cline?
At the time, Stacey had been diving into Ella Fitzgerald, her work, phrasing, and improvisation. To many, Ella's voice is considered the epitome of jazz. That's why they call her the First Lady of Song.
All of a sudden, I thought, wait a minute. Patsy Cline is to country music perhaps what Ella Fitzgerald was to jazz. And so I had this epiphany to do a Patsy Cline album, and that was the first out of the gate.
Stacey has since added a Shania Twain album and now a George Jones album.
So George was someone who was, you know, my father's favorite country music artist, and because of that, he got played a lot at our house. And, you know, tunes like White Lightning as a kid, I mean, that was just fun, you know. So I definitely wanted to celebrate him, and then also found out that it was his 90th birthday. And I thought it would be also a nice tribute in his legacy.
White Lightning was one of Stacey's favorite George Jones songs as a kid. It was written by J.P. Richardson. Now, most people won't know who J.P. Richardson is, but they will know who the Big Bopper was.
The Big Bopper sang a chantilly lace and a pretty face, a ponytail hanging down, right? It was that kind of 1950s, 60s Big Bopper time period.
J.P. Richardson, a.k.a. the Big Bopper, worked at a radio station with George Jones in Texas and actually gave White Lightning to George to record. Well, on February 3rd, 1959, otherwise known as the day that music died, Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, and J.P. Richardson were all in a fatal plane crash.
What happened was he had the song and he recorded it, and then obviously when the Big Bopper died, he wanted to release it in tribute to him.
Bartender's Blues was written by James Taylor, originally recorded and released in 1977. In the 70s, country music had a huge voice in America, and James Taylor was looking to get into it. So he wrote and recorded Bartender's Blues, then said, hey, I want to give this to George Jones.
George Jones recorded it, it became a number one hit.
I don't mind the money at all.
You just picture this bartender, you know, sitting behind the bar who he doesn't want to be there. And he's got, you know, he's got his own, he's listening to everybody else tell him their stories. But he's got his own game going on.
With their backs to the wall.
The Grand Tour is one of the most famous songs that George Jones recorded throughout his career. It's a beautiful, heartbreaking ballad.
Basically, you know, the song says, hey, come in my house. I'll walk you around. I'll give you a tour. There's really nothing I can sell you, or I've got nothing to really, but I can show you and show you what it means to have this person I love leave with everything. It's really emotional. Well, at the end of the song, in the original version, the woman leaves with the baby and they're gone. And so in this version, it's actually the man. And I thought that was interesting, just given kind of where we are in society right now. You know, I think that there could be some reality to that.
Just some things that I will tell you.
It's kind of funny how country music kind of gets a reputation for these really sad songs where somebody leaves, but it's still beautiful all the same.
Oh, country music is all about you're leaving, you're cheating, you're drinking, you know. I mean, even and those principles started with Hank Williams and they continue all the way to current more popular country music.
Now they start singing about their pickup trucks too.
Yeah, you have to add the pickup truck in. You have to add the pickup truck in, absolutely.
Then he said you wanna know what you get when you play a country song backwards. You get your house back, you get your dog back, you get your best friend Jack back, you get your truck back, you get your hair back, you get your first and second wives back.
Thanks for that, Rascal Flatts. But in all seriousness, country has a lot to offer in terms of emotional storytelling, and we see this again in A Picture of Me Without You.
From being merely unnecessary luxury and someone sympathetic to have about.
Stacy worked out the arrangement for this song with the incredible LA-based jazz pianist Mira Hendelman. When Stacy was researching the song, she realized that Cole Porter wrote a song with the exact same title.
And I said, well, there you have it. We're going to put the Cole Porter song as the intro. So we did just that. And then Tamir, of course, you know, has the magic to kind of bring it all together and make it sound just wonderful with some of those gorgeous chord changes.
Without you.
Stacy's music has been well received so far, even earning a 4-star review from Downbeat Magazine. But Stacy noticed one thing in the review. Under a label, it said Stacy Griesbach Music, because, well, she didn't have a label.
I'm self-producing, self-financing. Outside of Kickstarter, I am, you know, I'm a self-made gal. And so I thought, well, listen, I have to find something to house my music in.
So Highway 76 Records was born, named after the road where Stacy grew up in Hortonville, Wisconsin.
That feeling I got when I go back to Highway 76, when I go back to that spot where even though the old farmhouse no longer exists, even though the barn is taken down and all the, you know, all the farm machinery is gone, you know, the cattle aren't out in the yard, the fencing is not up, it's changed dramatically, it still has the energy, the vibe that I remember as a kid rolling out, going down to play with the cattle or, you know, find my favorite kitten or whatever it was on the farm. And so that is why Highway 76 just means so much to me. But also, it's a 2-lane country road. And if we're thinking about this mission that I have that really is about, you know, looking at country music and jazz and the audiences and bringing them together, it's almost this visual of a 2-lane road and people coming from opposite directions, but finding that perfect moment to meet in the middle when they meet.
Searching for the place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
If you'd like to learn more about Stacey Griesbach, there's a link to her website and social media in the episode description below. We also have a link to streaming and purchasing options for her album, My George Jones Songbook. You can stay up to date with Bite Size Jazz by following us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok. I'm Stephanie Steele. Thanks for listening to Bite Size Jazz.